At 6:06, we have a few high, thin clouds this morning. 51 degrees now in Tulsa. We're expecting to warm all the way to 85 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As Tulsa city leaders work on tweaks to next year's budget, city manager Jim Twomley is watching closely this year's sales tax figures. Seven of the months this year have been below budget expectations.
Leaves us at about $2 million less than what we had estimated for this point of the year.
City services and programs are funded with sales taxes in Tulsa. The Muldrow School Board is to discuss a complaint about the Ten Commandments tonight. A plaque hangs in each of the classrooms in the Muldrow School District. The board is to meet tonight to discuss the complaint by an unidentified student who calls for the plaques to be removed. A normally quiet intersection in North Tulsa comes alive over the weekend. Catherine Roberts this morning has our story.
36th Street North and North Peoria bustles during street cred. Over the weekend, the intersection became a community hub as Tulsa's young professionals helped showcase business and development opportunities in the area. President of the North Star Neighborhood Association, Tracy Chandler, says the event is on target because new charity is not what the area needs.
What we need are retail businesses that is going to provide jobs for the area so it'll be economically sound.
She says of the Planet Tulsa small area plans in development, the North Star community should be the first priority for implementation. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Supporters of passenger rail service through Wichita are joining forces with officials in Oklahoma and Missouri. A letter of support was signed by the mayors of Wichita, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City. Rail supporters say they want to close the 185-mile service gap between Oklahoma City and Wichita. They contend creating daily passenger rail service between the two communities would strengthen the existing regional network through the I-35 corridor that stretches from San Antonio to Kansas City. Oklahoma Senator Tom Colbert tackles the gun debate. On MSNBC, the senator stated he wants current laws enforced.
We ought to be worried about making sure that people who shouldn't have guns, people on the do not buy list, don't get them, rather than restricting people who are good, great citizens from carrying out their own responsibilities and expressing their Second Amendment rights.
He wants the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to follow state laws on Corps land. Coburn says people should be allowed to carry guns onto Corps property if they are allowed to carry them openly in other parts of the state. A man is killed in a Sunday homicide in South Tulsa at an apartment complex. 42-year-old Kevin Hawkins was shot and killed at the Lewiston Apartments near 51st and South Lewis. Police this morning are looking for a suspect. A motorcycle crash injures a Tulalip man. 45-year-old John Bortner was hurt when his Harley ran off Highway 169 in Rogers County yesterday morning. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today. We will have a high of 85. It will be mostly clear tonight, down to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 87. On Wednesday, thunderstorms. Some could be strong to severe, and we will have a high of 79. There's still a chance of thunderstorms on Thursday. It will be warmer with a high of 80. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 6:10, we do have a few high, thin clouds and 51 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.